we're here with Filene Research Institute's Chief Impact Officer, Tansley Stearns. How are you, Tansley?
I'm awesome. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Thrilled to be here with you. Yeah, I love Savannah. This is one of my favorite places on the planet.
Yeah, it's a really neat place. I was walking around yesterday taking pictures of all the historical stuff. It's amazing.
Beautiful. Did you do the ghost tour?
Not yet.
You got to do the ghost tour.
I'm scared, though. No.
Be brave.
All right, I'll be brave. Hey, let's talk about something else really cool, your presentation. Can you give us a quick summary on what you presented here?
Absolutely. So we're talking about credit unions in 2025.
That's a long ways away.
It's not. It's less than 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah. So we did a literature review at Filene to take a look at what's happening in the future. And the way that I like to phrase it is, if I could really predict the future, I would obviously have a vastly different life.
Wouldn't we all?
Yes. But hopefully it gives credit unions some brain food to consider, especially right now as they're thinking about their strategies and their business plans for 2017 and beyond. So, you know, it's everything from what millennials may want to what's happening with payments to what's happening with Bitcoin and blockchain. I mean,
how do you predict that stuff?
Because I mean, you can't predict it. And, you know, there was a really good question at the end of my session, which was, you know, if you had to invest in one thing, what would it be?
What would it be?
What I said is measuring, ease of use, and starting to make it easier for your members to use us.
Convenience?
Well, it's not just convenience, because I think we frame convenience as, well, I need more branches. And for me, it's, let's figure out what are those top two or three most important experiences our members have and make those simple and easy.
Okay.
The story that I always use is, you know, I travel so much for work. You understand that?
Oh, yeah.
And my daughter, Mackenzie, just turned six. And about a year ago, my husband, Scott, called me as I was headed to the Madison Airport. And he said, you know, Mackenzie loves maps. Wouldn't it be cool if we got a dry erase map and we could hang it in her bedroom? And every week when you leave, we can circle for her where you're going to be. And it will help her learn geography and keep her better connected to you on the road. I said, it's an awesome idea, Scott. So as I stand in the Madison Airport, I get on my smartphone. With Amazon One Click, I've ordered the map before I get on the plane. And quite frankly, the map made it home that week before I did.
Wow.
That's what credit unions are being compared to. It's not the bank down the street. It's not the credit union down the street. And the solutions to that are not always expensive technology. It's really mapping that experience that the member has with you, setting up listening posts so we know what it really is, and then making those changes that will continue to evolve the experience.
Okay, now that's an experience. I mean, Steve Jobs always talked about this when he was around, talking about the experience rather than the product. So that's
exactly right.
Okay, and if a credit union can provide that, and people just, and that's how you get word of mouth, is that experience, because everyone wants to tell a good story.
For sure, for sure.
So what other cool things are brewing at Filene? I know there's some really neat things going on, obviously. Anything you can reveal just yet? Or
anything that
or
we
just
can
kind of pick and choose from the thousands of things?
Yeah, there are a lot of really good things. You know, I think part of what we've attempted to do over the last several years is really help credit unions to take action on that research. So what I would invite credit unions to think about is not just one thing that I think is important, but again, the same way that you offer things to your members, let's talk about what your biggest needs are, and we've tried to provide programming that's going to answer some of those problems.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about the whole future of the credit union in 2025. Wow, I mean, is it going to be like some virtual thing sitting in front of you? You're just going to be swiping something like that?
Well, we did talk about VR. Yeah, we talked about self-driving cars. You know, you and I have talked a bit about Qcash in the past, and we talked, you know, in the context, again, of this idea of ease of use. The idea of Qcash is that a member can get a small dollar payday loan alternative 6 clicks in 60 seconds. And as we've told that story to the credit union industry, it's been interesting. Some of the response I've gotten from executives is, that can't possibly be true. And then my colleague George Hoffheimer had the opportunity to be a guest lecturer at Stanford recently, and he's talking in front of a group of MBA students, you know, these kind of members that we so much want to attract. And the response he got was, 6 clicks in 60 seconds, that seems kind of long.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and so the bridge between those two, I think, is one of the big things that we've got to overcome.
Yeah, no doubt. Gosh. Yeah, because you're thinking 3 clicks in 30 seconds, something like that,
That's
or
right.
2 clicks in 10 seconds.
That's right. Yeah. You know, the consumer expectation is exponential. The other example I give in the talk is around payments, right? So my husband and I had the opportunity to go see Austin City Limits a couple years ago, And instead of getting paper tickets in the mail, they send us a little bracelet and they say, leave your wallet at home. This is how you'll pay. Mm-hmm. This is how you'll get into the venue. Mm-hmm. And of course, it was scary for me because my husband loves beer and it was really easy for him to get beer. But again, you talk about consumer expectations. When that's how we're getting into concert venues and paying for a beer, the expectations around how we can provide them easy ways to pay.
It's the same thing at Disney World. When you go to there, you get that bracelet. They send it to you in the mail, and you just wear that, and you're good to go with everything. Talk about user experience being off the charts.
That's right, yeah. The other thing we talk a little bit about is even thinking about financial literacy in new ways. So you and I were talking off air about these wearables. You know, many people have got the Apple Watches. You know, what if we could, with situationally aware wearables, make financial literacy really tangible? So the next time I walk into Macy's and I'm trying on a little black dress, my credit union knows when I'm getting my paycheck through direct deposit. They know the other bills I have. What if it zapped me and said, you know, now's not the best time to make that purchase?
In my case, that's like every day. It's
exactly.
Don't buy the socks, all right?
Exactly.
That would be phenomenal. Right?
Yeah, it makes it tangible, actionable in the moment.
Okay. Oh my gosh, Tansley, we could go on and on about this type of stuff. So very cool stuff. I always love talking to you and the whole crew at Filene. You guys do such great work. So keep up the good work and thanks again.
Thank you. Yeah.